One situation that's galvanizing many Californians to give is the devastating wildfires burning right now in Northern and Southern California. The Camp and Woolsey fires are by now creeping toward containment, but they've so far killed 82 people, with hundreds still missing. They've destroyed over 14,000 homes. And while the San Joaquin Valley and foothills have seen their fair share of big, destructive fires, some of the deadliest and most damaging in California's history have happened to the north and south of us. But does that mean they can't happen here? I spoke about this a few days ago with Jim McDougall, Chief of Protection and Planning with CAL FIRE in Fresno and Kings counties. I began by asking him what makes the Camp and Woolsey fires and the Tubbs and Thomas fires, which broke out around this time last year, so terribly severe.
The things we're seeing here in the late fall over the last couple of years are wind events that are driving these fires initially. Along with those wind events is we have a vegetation out there that has been stressed due to the drought years ago. That still is having long-term effects from the brush that it had killed during the drought and just the stress upon the trees. Another large portion of that is just there's simply too much vegetation on the landscape. Our forests are becoming overgrown, and that's due to a lot of reasons. Some due to logging not happening like it could happen. Some due to just to kind of the change in land uses. So years and years ago, you saw some larger ranches, whether they ran cattle or sheep, but that land was utilized. And as those ranches have broken up and you have development now, so you have development in those areas where it, at one time those were grazed or utilized. So the vegetation allowed to grow now in those open spaces around those communities or land that hasn't been developed yet. So we have a changing landscape, and then we have the effects of the drought, plus these wind-driven events that seem to be happening more and more in Northern California than they did in the past. And so just the overall changes are the things initially driving these fires getting started and then moving to this very fire-prone landscape now.
And so a big wildfire would be a big wildfire anywhere. And of course, what makes these destructive and deadly is that there's also this development you're talking about.
Correct. So you have folks moving out in the urban interface, or you have these communities that have maybe been there for a long time out in these more urban areas. And then with these wind-driven fires, very fast-moving fires are just changing how things are burning and how things are happening, plus, again, with the vegetation. So when you get that wind-driven event, something that really drives that fire, they're becoming faster-moving, more destructive.
Yeah, it's easy to look at these fires and wonder if they could happen in our own neighborhoods and towns, right? Especially here in the San Joaquin Valley and in the Sierra. Is it possible that we could see fires as destructive and deadly as these in our region here in Central California?
Right. So that we get those questions all the time. And so, you know, from a land use planning perspective and in my position, we look at things. So we look at previous fire history, where we have ignitions, and what our weathers and fuels are. We typically do not have the wind events that you're seeing in Fresno County. It has to do with how the topography lines up from the Sierras. We do have a couple wind-prone areas on the east side, one of those being the San Joaquin River and the Kings River, can have some wind events. Typically, those in the past have been in the late winter. It's usually December or later when we've been out of fire season. But as fire season is extended now, seems like things just go longer. It's been kind of a trend. We're starting to get into those times when we do get those winds. And then we have a whole other part of our unit, which is the Kalinga area in Kings County, which definitely get those northern winds coming down. The difference you have there, that's more open space. You don't have these large communities out within the urban interface or out within the landscape. So could you have a fast-moving fire? Yes, we do have those, especially in the spring out there with the winds, because it dries out first. But typically, you don't have those communities of that size within that specific landscape.
And so you mentioned two areas on the east side around the San Joaquin River and the Kings River that do sometimes get these wind events that we're seeing elsewhere in California. Do those areas also have the development that would make these fires really terrible and devastating?
They do. So, you know, Shaver is a very large community. It does, though, sit kind of up on a ridge or on the top of the hill if you look at a large landscape. These winds are usually downsloping and within the canyons. So, you know, as those winds come down, they can affect the areas of Pine Ridge, possibly Albury. Again, very rare, but there's always potential. You cannot control Mother Nature and what's going to happen and when it's going to happen.
And so your own coverage area is specifically in Fresno and Kings counties. And we here at Valley Public Radio, we have listeners as far south as Kern County. I mean, are there analogous areas that you know of down south of Kings County as well, maybe in those foothill regions that might also be facing winds and geography like these?
Right. So it's pretty typical, the landscape here and the mountains and how they come down into the valley. We really have those effects from the winds in the spring, and even in the fall, if they're a due north wind, it comes right down the San Joaquin Valley. So yeah, there's wind-prone areas. I'm not sure on the exact specifics within those counties of where they are, but I do know down in Kern County, they get those wind events coming off the desert because they're very close to the desert.
And then I just want to look back a little bit at historical fires here too, and I want to make sure that we don't overlook the Erskine Fire, which of course was a terribly destructive and devastating fire up in the Kern River Valley area of Kern County a couple years ago. It still is among the top 25 most destructive wildfires here in California. But, you know, from your experience here, what have been some of the worst fires historically in this part of California?
So probably still the fire that does set the record for being the fastest moving fire in the local area here was called the Harlow Fire in Madera County. In 1961, the Harlow Fire burned out of the Chowchilla River drainage and up through what's known today as the towns of Ahwahnee and Oakhurst. And it burned that entire landscape. It was the fastest moving fire in California and still remains that today.
And then, of course, there have also been a number of other really notable ones here in just the last couple of years. There was the Rim Fire, the Detweiler Fire. How do those stack up kind of in the history of local wildfires?
So those are very large fires. The Rim Fire specifically was a very fast-moving fire in these river drainages that started up in Tuolumne, Calaveras, in a river drainage. And you'll see that these larger fires are in these river drainages or come out of them because they're very steep, rugged terrain. We had the same issue here on the 180 corridor with the Ruff Fire several years ago during the tree mortality, a fire that was very difficult to get to access-wise, but we saw that fire move up and down the river, and that was due to just the normal winds in the river. So, you know, most fires in this area typically burn towards the east. That fire burned through the west because in the evenings you have these diurnal winds that come down canyon and kept moving that fire down the river towards Pinehurst and those areas in Dunlap. So those are very large fires, very damaging to the forest because it was very overgrown. Those are prime areas that they are currently doing prescribed fire in and around that, as well as CAL FIRE, to reduce that and protect the forest.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier forest management and how forests are becoming overgrown. Many are anyway, and there's less logging than there used to be. Certainly President Trump has turned his attention to that recently when talking about wildfires here in California. But it sounds like from what you're saying that forest management is changing and that fire agencies are trying to bring in some new efforts to reduce fire risk here.
Yeah, it is. And you have to realize we're dealing with something that's taken, 50 plus years to create? And it's going to take a long time to get it back where it needs to be. But we have to start those efforts today, and we need to be diligent about those.
Well, Jim McDougall to CAL FIRE, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the time and the opportunity.